Let's turn over in our Bibles to the 33rd Psalm, Psalm numbered 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. I was struck a couple of days ago as I was reading in the Psalms. I was struck with that word, the new song. Sing unto him a new song. And I discovered what I had never discovered before, that word, the new song, occurs 7 times in the Old Testament scriptures. It occurs 6 times in the book of Psalms and once in the prophecy of Isaiah. I'm not going to tell you where those references are, because if I did, you'd forget all about them. But maybe I'll stir your inquiring mind to think of that. But they're all different. They're set in a special way. And they all bring out one very significant truth, which we should grasp with both our hands. Now it says here that we're to sing unto him a new song. That word in the Hebrew is a song never sung before. Sing unto the Lord a song that he never heard before. Is a sinner saved by grace capable of producing such a song? Well, he must be when the Lord commands it. The Lord doesn't command you to do something that you can't do. And here is the Holy Spirit commanding the Christian to sing a new song. The word in the Hebrew is haddish. It means something never heard of before. And of course, when you were saved and you started to sing the praises of God, nobody had ever heard you praising God before. It was a new thing. And then when you started to think about the Savior and you were just a young Christian, you had some beautiful, tender thoughts about the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. But I noticed about this first reference to a new song that the Lord commands us to sing a new song. We're under the authority of the great choir master of heaven. And he says to us, I want you to sing a new song today. I want you to sing it with new love in your heart for me. New passion for the lost souls that I died to see. New desires to see the work of God blessed. And new and glorious and wonderful blessings to be enjoyed. So we're commanded to sing a new song. Did you sing a new song to the Lord today? Did you? Did you ask him to give you words as you were praying? Words that would stir your heart of the hearts of any who might hear you. Yes, there's a commandment to sing this new song. But notice also there is an accompaniment. I don't know what Reformed Presbyterians would say to this or the Plymouth Brethren, but we're to praise the Lord with the harp. My, have you brought a harp to the door of many a gospel assembly that hunt you? But here it says you have to bring your harp, and you're to bring your psaltery, and you're to bring an instrument of 10 strings, and you have to play skillfully, and you're not to turn the volume down, you're to turn the volume up. That's what God says to us. We should turn up the volume as we sit around the Lord's table, because this song has to be accompanied. When you get to heaven, you're going to hear music that you never heard before. There are harp players in heaven. And, strange to believe it, there's trumpets in heaven. I don't or never read in the Bible there were lambite drums in heaven. But I know one thing, there are trumpets and there are harps in heaven. Oh, do you want to learn the music of heaven? It's accompanied music. And sometimes when I pray, and the Lord gives me liberty in prayer, and I just shut my eyes, and I think of heaven, and I can hear that music, the music of heaven. But you know, the greatest singer in heaven is not the people of God, or the angels of God. It's God Himself. It tells us He rejoices over us with singing. My, what silence there will be when the Lord Jesus sings for us. Did you ever think of it? That the only time you read of the Lord singing was before He went to dark Gethsemane. When they had finished their Passover meal, they sang a hymn, the Bible tells us. And then they went out to the Mount of Olives. And I thought about that. What a hymn Jesus must have sung when He was going all the way to Calvary for you and for me. Yes, this new song was accompanied. But this new song was a bombardment. It was with a loud noise. As I've said, they were to turn up the volume. I was talking the other day to a few people who live on the border. And many years ago, I went to the border to hold some gospel meetings at a place called the Waterside, in a little hall called Lurgan Early. And we had great meetings. But I remember the man that I stopped with told me the story. He said to me, "Mr. Paisley, did you ever hear of a Scotch preacher called Charlie Meehan?" I said, "Of course. Charlie Meehan was a character." He said he was. "Well, as a young man, after he got saved, he came here to have an evangelistic mission. And after we had showed him his bedroom in our home, we showed him into the sitting room and we said, 'You maybe want to sit at the table and study or pray?' And he says, 'I will.' He says, 'I'm going to pray.' And he said, 'I was out with a horse, with two horses actually, and I was ploughing.' And he said, 'This man, Charlie Meehan, starts to pray. And he prayed so loud that the horses ran off. And he said, my sons had to come and the neighbors had to come to stop them charging up and down in the field. And the man said to him, he said, 'Turn that fellow off. and they'll stop running. So there you are. Charlie knew the bombardment of heaven. He knew what it was to sing loudly the songs. We're so nice and polite. Wouldn't like to offend anyone. Man, the world doesn't care how many people they offend. The world doesn't care how many times they offend the blessed Christ of God. We should sing this hymn with this loud noise that is talked about here. And then you will notice something else, the placement of this psalm. I was struck with it. This psalm lies between verse 11 of the previous psalm. That's the last verse of the previous psalm. What does it say? It says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." That's a good door into the psalm, isn't it? And then at the end of the psalm, it says in verse 21, "For our heart shall rejoice with him because we have trusted in his holy name." Oh, we can rejoice tonight as we sit at this table because we have a new song in our heart, even praise unto God. May the Lord help us to praise the Lord with all his heart, all our hearts and all our soul and all our mind. Next Lord's Day we'll have a look at the second new song that we're to sing. Amen. Let's bow our heads and some brother will lead us and say thank you to the Lord Jesus that he gave his body to be broken for us. Amen.